I may have mentioned this before, Dave, but I've been critical of the Panda in the past. And my critique primarily centres around the fact that they're endangered animals that seem to have no interest in continuing their species. Humans seem to be doing all the heavy lifting and trying to get them off the mat, so to speak. When you get them together to try and make baby pandas, they seem sort of nonplussed. At the other end of the endangered spectrum is the male northern quoll, who may actually be trying to procreate themselves into extinction.
I had no idea that quolls were so toey.
Yes.
I'm as toey as a northern quoll. There's a new saying for you.
Exactly right. A new finding published in the Royal Society of Open Science suggests not enough sleep is contributing to the male quolls dying off in big number. They're endangered, and they're dying. What are they doing instead of sleeping? Well, they're doing what pandas aren't. That's what they're doing. Professor Chris Clement is from the University of the Sunshine Coast and joins us on 5AA Breakfast. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, Will. Thanks for having me.
Now, look, this is a very sad story, a very serious environmental story, but we can't help but raise a bit of an eyebrow about the manner in which the male quoll is getting itself into so much strife. Basically, they're having sex so much that they're not even going to sleep.
That's right. That kind of sums it up. There's a little bit more to it than that. But these male quolls are undergoing a reproductive strategy called semiparalysis. That's where the males invest everything into a single reproductive episode. So they're kind of like, you might have heard the example of the salmon that swim upstream. They mate, reproduce, and then just die.
Mm.
The male quolls are trying to do the same thing.
So, and it sounds like they're just non-stop as well. Like reading some of your research, Professor, the males, it says, they're also, when they're, you know, out on the prowl looking for females, they don't even bother about food. They won't eat. They won't hunt. They stop even avoiding predators, and they even let go of their personal grooming. They've just got one thing on their mind.
I went to uni with people like this.
sounds like an end of season footy trip.
So they do eat, but they lose weight. It's really strange. They're constantly moving. So they move up to 10 kilometers a night. That's like me or you moving, you know, like 35 or 40 kilometers in a night looking for females. Like there's some nightclub trips that might be a bit shorter than that they could find. But these guys are just not resting. So if we compare the females are spending about 23% of their day sleeping. We think that's a normal amount of quoll sleep to get. Compare that to the male northern quoll, they're spending only 7% of their day sleeping. So they're absolutely not resting at all. They're moving these huge distances, and that seems to be like really deteriorating their body. They stop grooming, they lose weight, and eventually it seems to be what kills them.
So is the implication of this research, Professor, is it interesting insight into the mating habits of these endangered animals, or is it giving us an insight into why they are perhaps endangered?
Yeah, so this is a normal reproductive cycle.
Okay.
So this is not the reason they're endangered. They're endangered due to things like habitat loss or invasive predators. And it's actually one of the things we were really interested in when we started this study, was looking at, well, how does their behavior, how does their locomotor performance, like, allow them to escape or be caught by these invasive species like dogs or foxes or cats?
There's quolls in South Australia, aren't there? There's some, I think there's some, there's a quoll colony up in the hills between Mylor and Olgate that you can see on, would you see them in the wild, or are they sort of nocturnal? The males certainly sound pretty nocturnal.
Yes, there is a few different species of quolls across Australia. The ones in the study is the male northern quoll. So they are all the way up in the Northern Territory, or the north part of Queensland and northern part of WA. And these guys are the largest of the quolls that actually undergo this reproductive strategy. You have down south some other quolls that are a bit bigger, but the males don't put everything into that single reproductive event, so they might live for a couple of years. And so it's a different sort of reproductive strategy that we see in those different species there.
So we've got the classy quolls down here in Adelaide, is what you're saying, Professor.
That's true. It really depends on where you are.
Hey, that's fascinating stuff. Professor Chris Clemente, Uni of the Sunshine Coast, about the Jordan Belfort of the marsupial world,
the Wolf of Wall Street, you reckon? Unbelievable.
Filthy little things.
That was just phenomenal.
It's reassuring that we have got the classier quality.
Yeah, the South Australian quoll.
Yeah, not those ones up north just constantly on the go.
Mm.
Any of our listeners ever seen a quoll?
Yes. Let us know. 28 minutes after 8, 5AA News is coming up from the mating habits of quolls to prescription drugs on 5AA Breakfast next.
David Penberthy and Will Goodings, 6 to 9, 5AA Breakfast.